It's time for what we have called student phenology over the summer. It becomes an opportunity for each and every one of you to share some observations that you might have had. Today, we are going to be hearing from future teachers at Long Lake Conservation Center. We're going to be hearing from a couple of young boys that were at the Sugar Lake Lodge. Langdon, let me see, I'm sorry. Make sure I get the names right here. Blake and Logan are going to be announcing their findings. Chad Caddett's class has got some photographs for you to look at. And we heard from Don Leon in Stearns County with an account of a really unusual bumblebee, at least unusual for me. So, funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our next report, our first report, comes from Isaac and other future teachers at Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Isaac, future elementary teacher from the Minnesota North Itasca Class Act Pre-Education Group, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center from August 21st to the 22nd. The high temperature was 81 degrees Fahrenheit with 60% humidity and a south wind at 11 miles per hour. Here are some of the nature notes from our trip. We saw leopard frogs, beavers near their lodge in the lake, chicken of the woods, chanterelle mushrooms, coral tooth fungus, and another mushroom that smelled like pine. There are signs of autumn all around, including a few maples showing the earliest signs of turning color. We suspect that these are sick or stressed trees because this is too early. The first of the sarsaparilla leaves are turning yellow. Aster and goldenrod are in bloom. We spotted a handful of bumblebees, mostly on the bee balm. Long Lake staff says that the population of bumblebees is way down compared to previous years. A July bee survey found zero. A few groups of waterfowl have been spotted by the lake, including mergansers, buffleheads, and a great blue heron. They aren't staying for long, so they are only making a short pit stop on the long journey south. It was a great visit with nature, and we want to remind you to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thank you, Isaac. Nice report from that area. Lots of things there that you probably could see if you got out in the woods around your house, including leopard frogs, maybe a beaver or two. Chicken of the woods is a wonderful mushroom. Chanterelles, also a wonderful mushroom. Both of those are delicious. Coral tooth fungus, edible, but I've never had it, so I can't tell you what it's like. Maples, earliest signs of turning color. They might be sick. They might be stressed. They might just be, you know, way over there on the leading edge of that bell curve that is fall when it comes to tree color. We'll have to wait and see. Sarsaparilla leaves are turning yellow. So are the leaves of the spraying dogbane, and few leaves on the milkweed as well. Aster and goldenrods are definitely in bloom. Bumblebees, I've been seeing a few bumblebees, and we had quite a few all summer long. I thought the population of bumblebees looked pretty good after a kind of a slow start. Mergansers, buffleheads, and great blue herons along the lake. Yeah, that's always fun. Good time of year to watch the water and see who's moving through. Our next report comes from Sugar Lake Lodge near Grand Rapids.
Hello, this is John Latimer, and these are the voices of some of the children that went along on our nature hike at Sugar Lake Lodge today.
My name is Blake, and I saw a frog. It was a green frog. I saw spawning seeds, and one just popped on my head, so yeah.
My name is Logan Mastriano, and I saw one golf ball, and I saw two green frogs and one leopard frog. I got to smell two different types of pine trees. One was the balsam, and it smelled like Christmas. The other one was the spruce, and it smelled kind of like lemons.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Blake. What Blake was saying, and you may not have understood it, but he was talking about exploding seeds. and we were examining the seed pods of the spotted touch-me-not, and they are very ripe right now. And the kids were all trying to find one and get it off the plant to explode it around their friends. And they were popping and exploding just whenever you got near them, it seemed. But Blake managed to have one pop near his head. Next, take a look at what Chad Caddett's students at the Little Falls Middle School are seeing this summer. You can see their pictures on Instagram at Little Falls Phenology. That's little sub, what do they call that? Subtext?
Subscript?
Subscript. The little line that's underneath. Little Subscript Falls Subscript Phenology. And there are some wonderful pictures associated with those notes, including a beautiful white caterpillar, grasshopper, red-legged grasshopper, first of the season common nighthawk, and Nashville warbler, which is kind of hiding in the background of one of the pictures. The nighthawks, I missed the migration this year. I did not see the migration of the nighthawks. So I would say if you have, maybe you should report it, because this is the time of year, usually sometime in the week of the 20th, the nighthawks pile through on their way south. Our final report today is from Don Leon in Stearns County. And Don had this to say: squash longhorn cuckoo bees can easily be mistaken for wasps due to their lack of pollen-collecting hairs and their wasp-like body structure. Cuckoo bees are kleptoparasites. They do not build their own nests or harvest provisions for their offspring. Instead, like cuckoo birds, they lay their eggs in the nests of other species. Female squash longhorn cuckoo bees lay their eggs in the ground nests of squash bees, bees that specialize in foraging on pumpkins in the genus Cucurbita, to include squash, pumpkin, and gourd. When the eggs hatch, the larvae will kill the squash bee larvae and consume the pollen and nectar provisions within the nest. Though the actions of the squash longhorn cuckoo bees may be disconcerting, their presence may indicate a healthy squash bee population. So, thank you, Don. And Don's photos will be available through this week's Season Watch newsletter. And you can sign up at kexe.org/phenology.
My new favorite two words, cuckoo bees.
Cuckoo bees, indeed.
I like it.
Yeah, I had no idea. Thank you, Don, for that wonderful augmentation of my education.